Hey everyone, and welcome to The Kodakery. I'm Megan.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Nicole.
Joining us this week is Nicole Taylor, the darkroom operator at Third Man Photo Studio in Nashville, Tennessee. Hidden behind the walls of the Blue Room at Jack White's Third Man Records, this lab, which opened in October of 2018, offers small batch film processing that you can hand deliver or mail in. Nicole tells us what kind of services the lab offers, how she got involved, and who's using it and why. So, let's jump into the Kodakery and talk with Nicole. Okay, hey everybody. Welcome to the Kodakery. We are here with Nicole Taylor, who runs the film lab that's now based out of Third Man Records in Nashville, Tennessee. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Megan. Thanks so much for having me.
So before you were at Third Man, you were running what was called the Film Lab, which was actually earlier this year. What caused the decision to move into Third Man Records?
So when I was set up at Fort Houston running the Film Lab, it was the very first time I had decided to, you know, start doing darkroom work professionally. So it was really like my first ever setup. I was actually working out of an old broom closet. So I had gone in actually on New Year's Eve. I spent the evening painting the darkroom black, and I had to clear a bunch of old stuff out of there. There was like a dead rat. there was no running water, no electricity. So I basically had to run an extension cord to power two enlargers. And I had to walk through a gallery space through some double doors to get to water to actually process the film. So there were definitely some, you know, setbacks with working out of the closet for obvious reasons. But I decided to, you know, sort of set out on my own and try to find a retail space that I could work out of. It turned out that nobody in Nashville that had space available was really wanting to, you know, rent out to someone who was working with chemicals. And they just, you know, weren't really sure of the financial longevity of a darkroom. So Third Man actually totally came out of the blue for me. My good friend Jamie Goodsell, who is a staff photographer at Third Man Records, came over to my house one day when I was supposed to be opening a home business. And he offered the Third Man Records darkroom to me. And he said, you know, Bonnie would love to set up a meeting with you and talk about it. And within a week, I was in there, you know, discussing setting up Third Man Photo Studio.
Wow.
With, yeah.
That must have been surreal.
It completely was.
So at Third Man, was there already a photo lab there for you to use, or did you have to be a part of creating that?
So there is actually a darkroom that has been in existence in Third Man Records since the building was purchased by Jack White. It actually, the building used to be a photo studio itself. I've actually been contacted by some of the gentlemen that used to run the darkroom when it was a privately owned studio. So yes, there is a darkroom that was there before I started. It's literally hidden in the walls of the photo studio, which is now the Blue Room live venue. So while there are bands playing at shows and whatever, you know, I can be in there developing film while that's going on.
Yeah. And actually, for our listeners, Steve was able to go down and meet you and get a tour. So that is kind of cool.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Blue Room. Yeah. It's such a unique space. I mean, so many artists that you've had play there. And then at the same time, you could have film being processed right behind the walls of it. So that was really unique. What does it mean to be doing this and processing film and all this analog in one studio, like in one place? Like, what does that mean to you?
Honestly, that's really what it's all about. My attraction to Third Man Records to begin with started when I got into developing my own film when I was in high school. I looked to, you know, the work that was coming out of their darkroom, you know, way back when, and I was completely inspired by it. And so to be able to come to work every day, you know, in a place that has had such like influential history to myself and so many other photographers and creative folks, just to be able to, you know, develop film and produce an analog art in such an incredible analog supportive space is just really, I don't know. I really just don't even have the words for it. It's so incredible. I love doing it every day. And it does really, you know, there is a lot of meaning behind it because, you know, when I hit a wall or something and I'm feeling really frustrated, I have all of these creative people backing me who are like, right. you know, how can we help you? You know, we want to keep people doing what they're good at. And mm-hmm. like, from what we've seen, you're the best at doing this. So we want to keep you mm-hmm. doing this. You know, it's really great to have that support base as well.
What got you into developing film in that process? I mean, you probably were into photography first, but how did you get into developing?
Yeah, so actually, the first time I ever developed film, I took a mandatory photography class at my high school. It was a Magnet Arts High School in Jacksonville, Florida. And I actually, when I saw that the class was posted on my schedule, I was interested in being like a drawing and painting design major. So I was like, why would I want to take a photography class? This is kind of dumb. And so I looked at it and I was like, wow, you have to work in a darkroom. Nobody's doing that anymore. Can't you just take this online? Like, I wish I could just use a digital camera. But, you know, I shot my first roll of film. It was Kentmere 400. And I still have the contact sheet that I look at. It's, taped to one of my walls, but I had shot a black and white roll of film and was able to actually load it onto a reel myself and, you know, run all of the chemicals through it. And just to be able to pull it out the first time was just, it kind of changed my life. And to be able to work in the dark room at that school was just like really huge for me. And I don't know, having such a great base for learning was really special.
So someone can physically go to Third Man in Nashville and drop their film off to you. But in addition, people can mail in their film. So you opened in late October, right? 2018.
Yes.
So what has the interest level been on both ends since you started?
It's going really great. We've had a lot of customers come in. There's definitely been a lot of people sending in film online as well. We've had a few folks from Canada and definitely a lot of people from California, surprisingly, even though there are tons of dark rooms out there. You know, we've had people from all over the United States send in film already, and we are having people consistently coming through the storefront. So it's been very busy and things have been going great. We've been working with a lot of professional photographers and a lot of amateur photographers who are just shooting their first roll of film. You know, people who have been using digital for a really long time and are now seeing that this, analog service is now accessible. What we're doing is it's just me in the darkroom right now. So I am a part owner and operator. And so we do have about a 7 business day turnaround time. So a little bit over a week for some folks. But I'm doing small batch film developing, which means that I can only, develop 8 rolls of film at a time max. So I'm using stainless steel, developing tanks and reels. I'm loading everything by hand. It's not done by machine. And I'm letting it soak in water, running 3, sometimes 4 chemicals through it, and, you know, actually physically pulling it out, hanging it up to dry, and scanning it myself, cutting it, making contact sheets or enlargements, all of that stuff. So that's really what folks are paying for when they come to Third Man Photo Studio, is a fully analog service that is entirely handmade. It's really personal. I do treat every roll of film as if it were my own, because I do feel that it in some way is, because this is my creative process. So I love being a part of that.
What kind of formats do you have that you're able to process?
So right now we're able to process 110, 35 millimeter, 120, and 220 films. So we can use standard C41, black and white, E6. I can offer cross-processing services. Uh-huh. So folks that have like Kodachrome, which can't be processed anymore because K14 doesn't exist, we can run that through black and white for them. And, you know, maybe hopefully something will come out. People that want to have a roll of E6 processed in C41 chemistry to get that kind of like yellowy blue tone. We're open to doing a ton of different experimental stuff.
So Third Man is like already a hub for music lovers. Like, people are traveling to Nashville and visiting Third Man for that. But do you see this addition to what they offer by offering film development? Is this bringing a totally new crowd into Third Man, or is it a lot of the same people that are interested in music also shooting film as well?
Yeah, a lot of people that would come to Third Man Records normally, people that are interested in the label for, you know, the analog music that comes out of it, they are interested in analog photography as well. So a lot of people who are, you know, already fans of the label have been mutually interested in, you know, picking up analog film. That being said, there are a lot of new people that are coming into Third Man Records who not necessarily wouldn't come in there, but definitely there have been a lot of new faces. The storefront has told me that there are tons of new regulars that, you know, they love talking to on a, you know, pretty frequent basis. But yeah, lots of people that wouldn't, you know, normally come to Third Man Records have come in, and, you know, we've loved hearing that, you know, they're shooting their first roll of film.
Wow.
Or, you know, that they're coming from sending their film somewhere like really far away and waiting a really long time to get it back. They can just walk in the store, bring it in and get it back within a week, and, you know, just be able to pick it up and kind of have that sense of, you know, one hour photo from when you were a kid picking up a disposable camera that you dropped off, and, you know, having it be like Christmas Day and seeing all of your negatives.
So I want to get to the heart of why in 2018, why you think someone would choose to shoot on film and have it developed at a place like this. You know, why are they choosing film? Do you think it's out of nostalgia, or is it because it's the best way to do it, or it's their preferred way? Where do you think that's at?
Well, you know, I do think a lot of people who are shooting film are really looking to it for the quality, because you don't have pixels. You know, when you blow something up on a computer, you don't just get, like, you know, all that digital noise. When you shoot film, you're just getting natural grain and, you know, a more clear image. There's a lot more character and depth to it, I think. And, you know, I really think that a lot of people in 2018 are starting to look to analog because, frankly, I mean, like, although digital has progressed really, really far, and, like, you know, you can see, like, inside of someone's pores in a photo now, like, you know, it's just not the same as something that's been, like, crafted by hand. And, you know, with what I'm doing at Third Man Photo Studio and running everything in batches as small as 8 rolls of film at once, it's a really personal experience. And I believe that my customers, you know, are really getting a superior outcome. I've had tons of people come to me and, you know, send me emails or want to meet me in person and just tell me how much of a difference it's made, even between labs that just run film through machines that are calibrated to develop film. People believe that having it done by hand is actually increasing the quality. And, you know, I believe that too. That's part of Third Man Photo Studio, is just wanting to get the highest quality that you can out of images. And that's really what we're doing. You know, that's why we work on enlargers still and use, you know, open tray development rather than just printing a photo on like an inkjet onto like a silver gelatin photo. Rather than doing that, we're doing the real thing. We're doing optical enlargements, optical contact sheets. So it's really, really unique. And I have had tons of people reach out and just say that it really does make a difference, and, you know, they can't go back.
That's great. What made right now, like 2018, the right time to open a film lab?
I don't really think it has much to do with what year it is or what the timing is. I really do think that analog provides, like, you know, a nice kind of shelter from all of the digital stuff that's constantly in our face these days. Yeah. And being able to actually hold something rather than, you know, freaking out about deleting a digital file and losing it forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, negatives you can have forever. I mean, your kids, your grandkids, whoever can find them long after you're gone and see what you're up to. And you just, there's no promise of that with digital.
So just like how you were saying that a negative is always with you as opposed to a digital file, you're also going to be offering archival prints, which is not something that you hear all the time. I mean, can you explain a little bit about what that's going to be like?
Absolutely. So archival quality prints are created using archival quality photographic paper. So these, rather than using, you know, ink, which you'll print out of, like, you know, a digital inkjet or laser jet printer from your digital files, you know, those can fade over time. Those can become discolored because of, you know, lesser quality inks, or something might happen to them. You know, you could get water on it or something. Mm-hmm. And with archival quality prints, it's actually a chemical process that happens on the emulsion of the paper. So when you're exposing the prints, you're doing this in a completely dark room. and you're just projecting essentially a beam of light of the photo onto this paper. And you're going over to trays of chemicals, and you're putting the paper in and agitating it for 3 minutes or so in each different tray. And all of these chemicals are doing something different to that paper. And when, you know, it's done, you turn on the lights, you put it in some water, rinse it off, you know, put it in a print washer. And when it's on that paper, it's on that paper for good. It's, you know, it's going to be there for the rest of your life, you know, museum quality, yeah. You know, long after you're gone, really. I mean, it is the highest quality paper you can use. And, you know, nobody is really doing it anymore. I have had tons of customers reach out over email asking, you know, are you really doing optical prints? Are you really doing optical enlargements? And yeah, the answer is yes.
Yeah, I saw it there.
Yeah.
The larger, yeah.
In addition to the developing offerings that you have, you are also going to be offering classes, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe tell us a little bit about what you are planning in that realm.
Yeah, so I think classes are going to come around in about spring of 2019. We're still in the planning stages, but the classes are really going to get customers in touch with the fact that they can do this too. Everything that we're using in the photo studio, all of the chemicals that we use are really just professional level consumer available kits. So that means that like anyone that's listening to this podcast can go online right now and they can buy a C41 kit. They can buy a black and white kit, an E6 kit, and they can learn that. Anyone can do this. Like you can do it at home. If you dispose of your chemicals properly, which just really means bringing them to a recycling center, like you can do it. And that's what I really want to teach people with these classes, is that it's not some really insanely difficult thing. It's not something you're going to like totally screw up. You're not going to lose all of your film. You're just going to learn more, and you're going to be able to do it yourself and be able to say, hey, not only did I shoot this on film, but I developed it myself too. And that's, I don't know, hugely important in the process to yourself and to your customers as well. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're shooting for clients, they, you know, I think it is really cool to be able to say that you developed it yourself as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is really what I want to teach folks in the classes is, you know, if they're taking a C41 class, if they're taking a black and white class, an E6 class, a cross-processing class, we're going to start having enlargement classes as well. So, you know, black and white enlargements, which is just, you know, making a print using an analog photographic enlarger. You can use those in black and white and color. So, yeah, we'll have a lot of classes available. But I really just want to educate people that it's not impossible to do and that, you know, it really shouldn't be dying out, even though it kind of seems to a lot of people that it is.
Oh, that's going to be really great.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, and so this is all happening within the darkroom. Like, you have the scanners in there as well. For the listeners, since I guess I got to see it.
That's right.
In person. I mean, it's this, like, yeah, it's not a huge space. It's right underneath the soundboard in the blue room. And there's a film projector, two film projectors up there, mm-hmm. an analog soundboard. There's, I mean, you're able to record in there to tape.
Vinyl.
Yeah,
well, yeah, direct then, to acetate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is incredible. And then happening right down in there as well is this.
What do you mean below the soundboard?
Below the soundboard. Oh, well,
so
it's, yeah.
Basically how it's set up is you, so really the darkroom is located within the walls of the blue room. It's really weird to hear that until you actually get into the space, I guess. But there's like a revolving darkroom door that, you know, lets you behind the walls of like the photo studio walls. They're built out a little bit. But yeah, you walk into this space, that's the darkroom. And it's really not a big room at all. You know, it must just be like 6 or 7 feet wide and just like kind of a long hallway, basically. And to your left when you enter, there's a ladder that goes up to the control room where the soundboard is and where those projectors are and everything. You know, that's where the sound engineers work for the shows.
Wow.
So all of that's happening literally in one place. It's super great.
And then there's a secret tunnel, too.
There is a secret tunnel. Yeah, it goes behind the dark room through the other side of the photo studio that lets you out into the ticket booth area.
Yeah, because essentially, like, yeah, you're behind the walls of the Seamless in a way where photos were taken back when it was a private photo studio. And now there's the stage in there in the blue room and there's an elephant.
Too. What?
Oh, yeah.
Is there an elephant in the room?
There's an elephant in the room.
Well, it's really exciting, and I'm really happy for you and happy there's no rats in that lab
and that you
have running water. It feels like, I mean, it's must be crazy for you because that rat was just almost a year ago and now look where you are, right? Like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're in your early 20s. Like, it's really impressive to me that you've put this into operation, that you're working through all the kinks. I'm sure it's not easy, but it sounds like you're doing a really awesome job. And I'm really excited for Nashville and everyone, really, because anybody can do that. Where, if somebody wanted to use your services, where should they go?
If you would like to send your film in, or if you would like an enlargement created from one of your negatives or a digital image, you should go to thirdmanphotostudio.com. There is a link there that you can go to the film lab specific pricing and pages and everything. There's also a link up for studio rentals. We're going to be having that next year as well. So if you'd like to rent out the blue room to do a photo shoot or something, you'll be able to do that as well. There's also a contact form on the website and all of the information for you to send film to us at Third Man Records.
Cool. And I think you said the turnaround time generally, but what is that?
Yeah, our turnaround time right now is 7 business days. So, you know, that can be anywhere from exactly a week to a little over a week for some people.
Sure. Cool. Well, really great talking to you. Thank you so much for spending the time with us. And I wish you the best of luck.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
It's a great satisfaction to be able to speak to you through the medium of this wonderful invention.